Hey, Blake, just give us your feeling. I mean, you knew this was going to happen. There was great anticipation. You're going to be the top pick, but still, until it happens, you know? So what were you thinking?
I was just excited, man. It's been a dream of mine for a long, long time. So for it to finally happen is, I don't have the words.
Has it been everything that you thought it was going to be? You've been on ESPN, you've been everywhere, everybody's talking to you. Has it been about what you thought it was, or what's caught you by surprise the most?
Just the fact that we've been going nonstop since Monday morning. Every day it's, up at 7, and getting back to your room by like 12:30. So it's been hectic, but at the same time, it's part of the process, and I'm enjoying it.
Blake, did the Clippers tip their hand to you at all? I mean, I know they were saying that they were going to take you. You kept saying, let's wait and see what happens. But did you get a call or a sense, or when did you sort of know you were going to be with them on draft night?
Not really sure. Around my visit, I kind of got the feeling that they were going to go with me.
What about their team? Can you just talk a little bit about the guys they have?
And they have a great team, a great group of older guys, and a great group of younger guys, so I feel like we can do well next year.
Who all have you had a chance to interact with yet? Anybody?
Baron Davis, DeAndre Jordan, Al Thornton, Mike Taylor.
What about Coach Dunleavy? Can you just talk a little bit about your chance you've had to talk to him and that sort of thing?
He's a good coach, and he obviously knows what he's doing, and he's made some big improvements in the Clippers area, and I'm looking forward to playing for him. Hmm.
What about being in LA? Can you just talk a little bit about that too? I mean, that's just a huge media market. What about being in LA permanently?
It's a great opportunity. I'm excited about it, and hoping for the best.
Blake, have you been on such a publicity schedule? Have you been able to keep your workouts up and that kind of thing?
I have. I found time in the mornings before my day started to get a little workout in.
How does it feel to be kind of a media mogul? Not necessarily media, maybe that's not the right, but a Wall Street type of person where they're putting you on Subway, Subway commercials, and they've got different things going for you. Now you're a pitch man. How do you? What do you think about that process?
It's fun. Basketball is a business now, and that's part of it. And it's a great opportunity for me, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Blake, you mentioned the market out there. The Clippers, though, are the number two NBA team out there. Obviously, the Lakers having just won the championship. What sort of challenges does that present for you? And I mean, just trying to create a buzz, in essence, out there.
I'm excited about it. We're going to do our best to move forward from here.
Can you talk a little bit about the draft night clothing choice tonight? Purple shirt, pocket square. When did you decide on all that?
Hello?
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 Yes.
Oh, I think we lost you, Blake.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, we can now. We didn't hear that answer, though.
I decided on it about a month ago.
Wow.
You put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, a little bit. The guy, Boswell, the guy who made my suit, came to me, and that was one of his ideas, and I liked it.
Was there any brotherly challenges there? Your brother looks pretty good, too.
No, not really.
Blake, we know when you came back last year, we knew that being the number one pick, it's always been a lifelong dream. You said it at the very beginning. You had a great season. Can you describe just the feeling of really accomplishing something that you've been driving for two or three or four or 5 years of your life, or maybe your whole life, and it's not true?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Well, you've always had a dream of being the number one pick in the draft.
Right.
Can you describe what it's like to actually have this experience come true?
It's great. I was a little bit speechless at first. For it to finally happen, and to be thinking about it for so long, it's a great feeling.
What happens now, Blake? Have you had any chance to even look beyond tonight as far as what comes next?
Tomorrow I'll go to L.A., and I'll be there for a while. My press conference is Monday, so hopefully I can get in the gym as soon as possible.
That's always the first concern, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Hopefully I can get in there Saturday.
Have you talked to your teammates at Oklahoma? Have you talked to Coach Cape?
I've talked to a few of them yesterday. Coach Cable was there with me, so I didn't really get to stop and talk to him, but I was just glad he could be there with me.
How did that make you feel? I knew he was going there, and I just didn't know how much you had a chance to really talk with him. And how does it make you feel that he's behind you all the way?
Oh, it feels great. He's somebody that's really helped me and really been by my side these past two and a half years, so to have him there was special for me.
Blake, are you going to have a chance to go back out and be at the table with your brother when he possibly gets selected here a little bit later?
Yeah, as soon as I'm done talking to the media, I'll be back out there.
Okay.
Anybody else have any questions for Blake?
All good here.
Hey, Blake.
What's up?
Hey, it's Garen from the World. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Real quick, did you spend any time in L.A. as a kid? Did you do any sightseeing in Hollywood and that sort of thing with the family or anything like that?
No, my family actually hasn't been out there, except for the Wooden Award a couple months ago. But Taylor and I went out there for a weekend and stayed out there and kind of did a little bit of that. And then I was out there the past two weeks before I came out here. So, yeah, I've kind of gotten to know the area a little bit.
Yeah, I think I saw a video of you guys at a Dodger game. Is that right?
Yeah, that was that weekend we went out there.
Yeah. Is that a place you could get used to?
Oh, definitely. obviously the weather's great. But there's plenty to do. But at the same time, it's a little bit more relaxed than a place like New York.
Okay. One more thing. I was going to ask you. You've been winning for a long, long time, probably as far back as you can remember, and not that I expected you to have the kind of trouble the Clippers have had the last couple of years next season, but do you worry at all about adjusting to a team that realistically is, a good season's going to be just making the playoffs, that sort of thing?
No, I'm not worried about it at all. I remember when I committed to OU, people were like, why do you want to go there? Why they didn't have the best year, you could say. The year before, but I mean, it's not about what happened in the past. It's about what's happening in the future. I'm not worried about anything that's been going on. I'm only worried about what's happening from here on out.
Okay. Congratulations again, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Blake. Congratulations, Stud.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Blake.
Yes.
This is Eddie from the Oklahoma Daily student newspaper down here in Norman. How does it feel to grow up as a kid from Oklahoma, and now you're the number one draft pick? I mean, a kid from Oklahoma up on the big stage, how does that make you feel looking back on your 4 years here, or 2 years here in Norman?
It feels great. I'm definitely proud to be from Oklahoma, and, hopefully I'm representing my state well.
And that goes great. Along, too, with OU, doesn't it, Blake, to a certain extent? You'll be the icon, along with Wayman Tisdale and Avan Adams now, that Coach Capel will always demonstrate in recruiting and things like that. And that's got to be a great feeling for you.
Oh, definitely, especially to be thought of in the same breath as those players. Those guys were great, and they did a great job for Oklahoma. And, I just want to be the same.
Hey, buddy, this is Murray from the AP down here. Just talk a little bit about being the Oklahoma boy adjusting to life in California now.
It's going to be a little different. I don't think L.A. is much like Oklahoma, but I can definitely get used to it, and I'm excited about it.
Well, that's a fair statement. L.A. is not much like Oklahoma.
Okay, anything else for Blake?
Blake, this is John Shim from the Transcript. The one question I had was, you kind of glad the promotion part's over with?
The promotion as far as, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
it's kind of like, you know, all the promotion stuff you had to do leading up to that. You're kind of glad that's finally behind you? You can kind of focus on basketball a little more?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm excited to, you know, be able to get in the gym and really start working hard.
Okay, well, Blake, hey, man, thanks a lot, and I know you're really busy. Thanks for calling in. Congrats to you. We'll be following you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, okay. Blake.
Thanks, Blake. Congrats.
All right, take care.